Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today, we have with us our special guest is Regina June, and she is a master's student at Columbia University, and she's going to be talking to us today about a very special program that they have coming up this weekend from when we're doing the recording, but of course, this is going to be archived, and it's part of your, Regina, I just want to introduce you really quickly. You're the co-chair of the Conflict Resolution Working Group for the students in the master's program at Columbia. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so if you don't mind, why don't just let us know a bit about what the program is that you put together and who it's for, a bit of information about it, if you don't mind.
Sure. Our event is called Toxica. It's actually an all-day negotiation simulation that is set in a fictitious city where drugs, policies, communities would interact to try to find some sort of solution. We're giving students, graduate students at Columbia University, an opportunity to practice their negotiation and communication skills in a very complex setting. And we will have content advisors as well as the negotiation skills advisors who will observe us and actually give us feedback.
Okay. So who actually came up with the idea for this?
Well, I'm part of the student group, as you mentioned, Conflict Resolution Working Group, and we're a student group at the School of International and Public Affairs. Mm-hmm. And we've been working really hard to connect students with practitioners and also provide hands-on skills training since our graduate program is often very theoretical.
Right,
and,
okay.
A lot of students have been asking whether there would be an opportunity for them to actually do a simulation. And one of our students, another friend of ours and also a student, Ben Rosett, he actually did his internship, summer internship with the State Department in Mexico this summer and became very passionate about this drug policy issues. So we actually designed a hands-on learning experience simulation for our students.
Okay. So it sounds like this simulation, it's in regards to drug trafficking or the drug battles that are going on in Mexico. And it seems like first of all, how many students are there going to be participating in this?
We will have about 35 students.
35 students, okay. So then they're going to be broken up into groups where they'll be representing each, I guess, the stakeholders?
Yes. So this is really exciting because we realize that this is a very complex problem. And we actually reduced the number down to 9 stakeholders that ranges from drug lords all the way down to the department.
Okay, you just actually broke up a little bit there. Can you just repeat that last part?
Oh, sure, not a problem. We have stakeholders that are very varied, a variety of stakeholders that are ranging from community NGOs all the way to government officials.
Okay, so it seems like the way you explained it, the whole part of the reasoning that you put it together was trying to move from the theory or the academic base where this is – seems like it's put together in the form of that they actually get to put it to use in not only just their conflict resolution skills, but also it sounds like consensus building, collaboration within their subgroup, and then taking that consensus that they need to build first with their subgroup and then bring it to work with the other stakeholders, so at least maybe try to negotiate with the other stakeholders.
Exactly. We feel that a lot of times negotiation and other conflict resolution skill building exercises deal with very, very myriad of situations. And in reality, situations are very complex. And we're hoping that students will, through this exercise, learn how to build consensus within their group as well as negotiate and communicate with different groups in identifying what their interests are, conveying their positions, all the wonderful things that we've learned about, but really haven't been doing yet.
Well, they'll get to put it to use, and it's something I refer to a lot. It sounds like it's the whole mindset of being a reflective practitioner, of taking the espoused theory and then the theory in use. Well, they'll get to find out how the theory actually works in real life dynamics, and especially in a situation that's I think very important given what's going on and what's been going on recently in the news in regards to Mexico and a lot of the drug violence that's going on. How about I just wanted to find out a bit. So you said there's roughly 30 to 40 students. They'll be broken into groups. And then in regards, how's the feedback working? Do you have any dynamic observers or anybody that might give them feedback from the professional field?
We do, actually.
I set this up, by the way, for our listeners. I set this question up. I didn't set up the thing because Regina invited me to participate as one of the observers. But why don't you tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind?
Not a problem, Jeff. We're actually very thankful that you will be joining us and providing feedback as one of the negotiation skills advisors. And what we are really looking forward to is having someone who can really observe us from outside, see not just the individual feedback, but overall some of the common mistakes as well as improvements that we can make, and also have an immediate opportunity to practice it again. So we actually have a format of morning negotiation session, mm-hmm. and then working lunch that actually where we can actually reflect upon our first session, and then and be able to apply those feedback right into the second session in the afternoon.
You know, one of the things where I was really excited when you mentioned it to me and then you invited me to be one of the observers, because I think it's a learning opportunity for everybody, including myself, and I think that's something very important that sometimes is a missing element for people in the professional field to get that feedback, especially for a lot of mediators out there and ombuds and even conflict coaches who are professionals and they've been doing it, whether it is for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, trying to get that feedback from their peers. So this, I think, is a great opportunity, not only where I look at it for me to hopefully help some of the students getting ready to go out into the world and use this professionally, but then also for myself to see it being used in students that are currently so engaged in the theory and the academia aspect where they're new to actually applying it. I think it's going to be a wonderful learning experience for myself too. And the other thing which I think is really, for something this complex, this whole simulation, it's a pretty full-on day, as you said. It's the entire day. Where maybe if you can just explain to us real quickly how the schedule works, because I think that's really important, the way how you have it set up to show how complex it is. These people are really going to get a full, intense workout, if you will.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because this is a pared down, compromise schedule. We really wanted a full 3-day exercise, but realized that was unrealistic for a lot of students and practitioners. So what we came up with was applying the model of we wanted instant feedback of learning experience and being able to apply that. So we start at 9 a.m. in the morning, and we have introductory session, and then we go right into negotiation, and we have feedback session, and then we try it again in the afternoon. Then we have second feedback session, and then we actually have a special guest speaker who will be able to speak to us about the actual context in the reality.
Yeah, no, I think it sounds fantastic, and as we're running out of time here, I'd like to say for anyone that's listening that's finding this interesting, if you've done something similar, please reply in the feedback section at ADR Hub where you find this podcast. And if you have any questions or comments for Regina, I'm sure she'd be more than happy to answer them. All you have to do is just put it in the feedback. And as we run out of time here, is there anything that we missed or that you'd like to add?
No, I think I hope more people get to try out simulations. And thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you. And you're set to graduate soon, right? This coming spring?
I am graduating in May.
In May, all right. So congratulations to you, and I wish you all the success that I know you'll have, because it's been fantastic working with you and your group, and I'm really looking forward to this Sunday. And for our listeners, I want to thank you all for joining in for the ADR Hub podcast series, and thank you. And if you have any topics that you'd like to have discussed, by all means, leave us the feedback through the website, or you can email us as always. Thank you, and have a good night.
Thank you.